What General Vagon has called the Battle of France is over. The Battle of Britain is about to begin.
The Battle of Britain was the air war fought over Great Britain between the German Luftwaffe and the Royal Air Force during the years 1940 and 41. Having decided in June of 1940 to invade Britain, Adolf Hitler ordered a preliminary attack by the Luftwaffe to destroy the RAF and neutralize the Royal Navy. After a series of raids on British coastal defenses in July, the Luftwaffe's attack began in earnest on August 8, 1940. With a total force of 900 Messerschmitt Me-109s and some 1,300 bombers, mostly Heinkels, the Germans mounted massive daily raids on southern England. Although the RAF had much smaller forces, about 750 Hurricanes and Spitfires, the newly developed radar enabled it to concentrate on vital areas for effective resistance. On August 24th, the Luftwaffe began attacks further inland, seeking to destroy the RAF bases and fighter production centers. By September the 5th, the RAF Fighter Command had lost 450 planes and was close to defeat. At that point, however, Hitler and Luftwaffe Chief Hermann Göring changed their strategy. Infuriated by the British bombing raids on Berlin that took place between August 24th and the 29th, Hitler and Göring concentrated the German attacks on London. With its defense task simplified, the RAF inflicted heavy losses on the German bombing formations. Early in October, the Luftwaffe switched entirely to night raids. By the end of October, Hitler had canceled his invasion plans. The German bombing attacks on London and other British cities, or the Blitz, continued until May of 1941, when Hitler withdrew most of the Luftwaffe planes to prepare for the German invasion of the USSR. The Battle of Britain, however, had been won by October of 1940. Of the RAF fighter pilots, Winston Churchill said,
"Never in the field of human conflict when so much owed by so many to so few."
In saving Britain from invasion, they had inflicted the first major defeat on Germany in the war.